like to welcome you to another episode of Money Matters Top Tips for Success, where each and every day I bring on new business owners, entrepreneurs, and executives and have them share their top tips for success with you. My name is Adam Torres. You can follow me on Instagram at AskAdamTorres to keep up with my book releases, book tour schedule, signings, all that other good stuff. Always love to connect with you there. And as always, if you'd like to apply to become a co-author of one of my upcoming books, just head on over to the website, moneymatterstoptips.com, and click on Become an Author to apply. All right, so today I have Christopher Kai on the line. He's the founder and CEO over at the Maytham Group. He's also one of the world's top 1% speakers. And when he's not speaking, he teaches other entrepreneurs how to become global speakers. Chris, welcome to the show.
Excited to be here, Adam Torres.
So for full disclosure for all the audience, I'm excited to bring Chris on today. Chris has been one of my mentors, and he is my personal speaking coach. So I'm not saying I'm the best, but I didn't start out this way. Chris has gotten me a long way, still got a long way to go. But Chris, for those that haven't heard of you yet, let's get a little bit more into your background. So how did you get started in your career and on this path?
Yeah, sounds great. So I was born and raised in New York City, and my last corporate job was at American Express on Wall Street, where we literally build out global sales decks. What that means is I was creating the pitch decks to pitch our biggest clients like IBM, Pfizer, Microsoft, Johnson & Johnson. So I knew back in those days, I'm like, wow, I can create the strategy where the director, the manager, the president of the divisions at American Express are pitching and literally selling on a global stage. So knowing that I had this understanding of sales and strategy, I quit my day job in Manhattan, came out to California, wrote my first book, and from that day forward to the last 19 years, I've written 5 books, and I've traveled the world. I just started this year, actually, speaking and sharing the stage with the president of Switzerland. I just came back from Europe, where I spoke at a capsule. So now I just love to speak and inspire, talking about leadership. And then I just want to help other entrepreneurs, as you know, like yourself, Adam. When you started a few years back within my program, you were like, didn't even have a speaking reel, and you, like, booked this 5-figure gig, and it's, like, amazing. So I just love helping people and really helping them share their story with the world.
Yeah. So all true stories you share. Yeah. When I came to you, I'm like, I didn't know anything about it. I don't even know if people got paid to speak. I mean, I knew there had to be a business model behind it, but I can't claim that I'd ever been paid to speak before. I'm working with you. But one of the things that I like about your stories, or about your story, is that, you know, you were in that corporate setting, and it's not that you didn't do well. You did very well there, but you had this bigger passion that you wanted to go out and you wanted to do something different. There's some other younger entrepreneurs on that are listening right now, or maybe even, you know, they're not so young, but they're in the corporate world and they're highly specialized, like I was. So meaning, you know, over 12 years in wealth management experience before going on this path. And they're thinking about going out and being an entrepreneur and really chasing that dream. What kind of advice would you give to them?
Well, that's a great question. So, I mean, just to kind of give them a macro picture, the event space globally is a $300+ billion space. And the e-learning space, according to the Forbes article, is a $325 billion space. Whether you're an online coach or a speaker, there's just a massive opportunity, right? And so for those listening, just first remember where I started. I was punished for talking too much in class as a kid. That's literally my first memory, Adam, being punished as a kid for talking too much. My first speech, I got paid $50. My first job out of college, I got fired for lack of motivation. Now that I'm billed out of $20,000, it's possible to speak your truth and your message. As long as you are considered an expert, and by expert, as long as you know more than the other person, then you can be a speaker. So in your case, Adam, I know you have these very successful podcasts, and you're helping other people become podcast hosts. So as long as they have a very specific skill set, so they're perceived as a subject matter expert, and then you start just testing, you know, who wants to learn how to be a podcast host? Who wants to learn how to be a speaker? And in time, you'll find your way. But just make sure you have a very clear lane of competency, a clear lane of success, and define how, if you've learned this in 5 years and 10 years, now you can do it in 5 weeks. Or in my case, I have a speaker in a day program in 1 day. It's just about giving them very specific solutions for their problems.
That's awesome. And I think that's a good transition. Let's get more into the Speaker in a Day program. I'm really excited that that you're doing this. I know typically your consulting and coaching engagements are much longer, and I know it's a much more of a time commitment, but the fact that you've been able to now give something to somebody in 1 day and distill that knowledge, I mean, I'm just excited to learn more about it myself also. So first, tell me a little bit more about the program.
Yeah, so again, right now I'm currently in build out at $20,000 for a one-hour keynote speech. I just look at Discover Car. They make $12.8 billion a year, and they're ranked 253. So not a lot of people can pay $20,000, $30,000, $40,000, but a lot of people want to learn how to speak. I said, you know what? I still want to help the world. So I decided, though I have these online programs, it's called GPS, which stands for the Gifted Professional Speaker Program, where I've codified what are the five things you most need to do to become a paid speaker. And so that's a longer-term program. I decided, you know what? I'm going to jump in and go to any city around the world. So if anyone wants to contact me, I'll give them my contact information after the end of this podcast. But essentially, it's called Speaker in a Day, where whether you want to find new clients, build credibility, travel the world for free, network with speakers behind the stage, inspire the masses, or get paid $20,000 for a speech, I show them in a more macro style, here's the foundation that you need to build your speaking career. Of course, I can't get everything in one day, but in that one day, I can give them massive value in that they can at least have the basic framework, the menu of how to communicate, how do you build out a presentation, whether for a TEDx talk or a Fortune 500 company, and lastly, how do you brand and sell yourself as a speaker. 90% of the problem challenge that I see, Adam, is that so many of these executives and entrepreneurs, whether they're young or older, they don't understand the branding aspect of speaking. So I just dive in, give them real-time value in one day, and I'm literally coming to a city near you. So though I am based primarily in LA and Miami, I'm traveling all around the world. So wherever you are, love to talk to you.
Yeah, and one of the things I like about your programs and why I stay so in tuned is because I just see the results. So not to put you on the spot, but I know that there's you mentioned TEDx. I mean, let's give a little bit of a little glimpse into what you've been able to help your students achieve in terms of TEDx and all the other things going on.
Oh, yeah.
Too much for me to list. So I'll let you have a moment or two to just talk about what some of your students have done, because the other thing is a lot of speaking coaches or programs, it's all about the coach and it's me. You're completely the opposite. It's all about how do you raise your speakers to another level? How do you celebrate their victory? So I'll take a moment just to let you celebrate some of them, please.
Well, let's first celebrate Adam Torres, who's the host of this phenomenal podcast, where here's a man who didn't know what to speak about, what his topic was, how to find the clients, and he literally got paid, again, over $10,000 for his first gig. He actually spoke in China. And we're cracking up a few years back where I'm ethnically Chinese, born and raised in New York, but he spoke in China before I did, so he's spoken in multiple countries. But just a list of the various client profiles. We've had clients, speakers, or coaches speak in 24 countries and 6 continents. We have 6 best-selling authors. We have 10 TEDx talkers. We have 25 Fortune 500 clients. We've had clients build dozens of new programs, booked hundreds of speeches. They've been featured on Forbes and Fox. And they've generated millions of dollars collectively in revenue from just speaking and online programs. So we have this massive groundswell in the last 3 years of this GPS program. And it's so exciting because I literally go to different places around the world and I'm meeting them. And it's just been really fun and exciting.
No, that's awesome. So, Chris, if somebody's listening to this and they want more information on the Speaker in a Day program, or even if they want a larger commitment for your GPS program, what's the best way for them to reach out?
Yeah, they can just go directly to my website, ChristopherKai.com. K-A-I is my last name, ChristopherKai.com. And they can just email me directly at Chris@ChristopherKai.com. It starts with a C. So ChristopherKai.com. We'd love to talk to them about speaking today.
Fantastic. Well, hey, Chris, really appreciate you coming on the show today and sharing more about your passion for what you do and your new Speaker in a Day program and all the great work you're doing to help your students. And to the audience, as always, thank you for tuning in. I hope you got a lot of value out of this. If you did, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast, leave me a review, do all those great things we do to support our podcasters. I really do appreciate it. And Chris, thanks again for coming on the show. We'll be right back.